Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. All right, guys, now that you've had their certified organic corn dogs, who likes them the most, Sarah, Vinny, or Yuzette?
Me.
I think it's Yuzette.
I agree.
She was double-fisting them yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I liked it, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but delicious.
But were you doing two at a time?
No.
No. No one was quite as engaged as you.
And you see the video?
You made it look good, too.
So fun.
She looked like a 20-year-old, too. You look so young in that.
You
she's
handled
like,
it.
That's so funny.
Handling. Mm-hmm. Mm.
She looked like she had practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You did.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Anyway, thanks, Organic Coup. We really enjoyed the drop-off. More like that, please. Need more stuff.
Agreed.
Frances Bean Cobain. What's she doing these days?
Hopefully not giving away stuff of high value to her most recent boyfriend.
Right? She sings a sad song. Let me just read you the headline. This is out of Spin Magazine. Frances Bean Cobain sings, quote, sad song that sounds like it's about her dad. So she is 26 years old. She posted some stuff on Instagram yesterday. In the caption, she warned that these are clips of a very sad song, but it's raw and truthful, so I wanted to share it. It includes two videos of her singing an original song while playing an acoustic guitar. She doesn't explicitly mention her dad, Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain, who died 20-plus years ago. But they say that the lyrics sound like he's the subject lines, like, I know you weren't meant to stay in this place. Sometimes I find it hard to look at my own face. She looks exactly like him. So here it is, a little bit of Courtney Love's daughter and Kurt Cobain's daughter.
All right.
How was that?
I like her haircut.
How's the song?
You know, it's a little acoustic thing on Instagram. It sounds nice. It's pretty, I guess.
I'm not going to run out and buy it.
Well, I don't know if she's selling it yet. You know, though, that's right around the corner. She's definitely, you know.
Working her way up to a record deal.
Yeah, I guess
deal.
So. Frances Bean Cobain. That's what she's doing these days. Spending the money and... that guitar, that acoustic guitar right there.
Is that the one?
You know, it looks too new, Vinny. But I immediately was staring at it and trying to see if there were any clues about it.
Yeah.
What, the one they were fighting over?
Yeah, one that they were fighting over was an acoustic electric, I believe, which had a volume knob on it and a spot. And I think it had a pickup.
Yeah.
Must have had.
Right.
So I don't think that's it.
People magazine this week has a list of 100 reasons to love America. And, you know, they come up with all kinds of cute things. And their number one, the number one reason to love America is Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like freedom of speech.
For 15 minutes is over.
Maybe that's in the 100 somewhere.
Okay. Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood said, well, I love America, too. After learning that she won, everything from the Grand Canyon to Shark Week to Michelle Obama's best-selling memoir.
I thought it was going to be a food item.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, McDonald's French fries, okay. Last year, for 2018, the number one pick was Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, my God.
So people just going country. Number two last year was Meghan Markle and her mom, Doria.
Meghan Markle.
Reasons to love America, everybody. The XFL. Why did I think that all these extra football leagues had gone away?
Well, because the XFL originally did go away, and then the most recent one was called the, I want to say, AAF or AFF, whatever it was.
AF.
It didn't make it. That was the one we
recently
reported on. Yes, that's the one.
Okay, so this one is, it's going to have 8 teams. Yesterday, this commissioner, Oliver Luck, why do I know that name?
It's, why can't I think of the kid's first name? It's the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck's dad.
Oliver Luck's.
Who used to play, by the way.
Well, I figured if he's this involved in this XFL. They're going to have a ninth team, and that is going to be it's going to be the farm team. So anybody who gets an injury on their team, because they don't have a deep well to draw from the way the NFL does. So they're going to have a team that's training all the time, ready to go at any time. And if anybody gets hurt on any of the teams, they'll grab one of the people from this ninth team.
Oh, cool.
I know. It's sort of a good idea. So basically, it's 35 to 40 guys from all positions who are staying in football shape in case they're needed. The idea is they have a pool of players ready to go. So if you have an injury or for some other reason, you don't have to sign someone who isn't on a roster anywhere and might not be ready.
Have they announced the teams yet? Oh, there they are. Okay, I got it.
Oliver Luck also took a shot at the NFL saying, we think that our game's going to require, quite honestly, a little bit better conditioning than what some of these guys may be used to in the NFL or the CFL.
Really?
That's what he's saying.
Really?
So it's important that these guys are in shape. It's hard to stay in football shape on your own.
When I was a little boy, where we lived, and I mean a really little kid, there was a dude who played for the... I want to say it was the California Sunshine or the California Suns, but it was another effort at another swing at taking on the NFL.
Mm.
Nobody's been able to pull it off.
Right.
I think the USFL got the closest, and
how
even
long
that folded.
Around?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, good luck XFL. It would be nice to have some another.
There's no California
watch.
Teams. Oh, there is one in Los Angeles.
Oh. What's the name?
I think it's the LA Galaxy.
No,
does that sound right?
That's
soccer. They don't have the names.
No,
for
there's
some
the
reason.
Rams and the Chargers, but this old league, this was when
no,
I
we're
was
talking about the XFL.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the Galaxy's not an XFL
that's soccer.
Team.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
It's very, very, very close to breaking Avatar's box office record after all. Let's see. Endgame has $2.743 billion worldwide. Avatar has $2.788 billion. It's like, 40-something million apart. So Avengers has come up with a way to get back into the theaters in force with new scenes.
Oh.
And listen, you have to wait till the end of the movie to see it, but it's new footage. It says here, Marvel boss Kevin Feige. Oh, we were just talking about him.
Yeah. What was he talking about? Keanu.
Keanu into a Marvel film. Mm-hmm. There will be a few new things at the end of the movie. If you stay and watch the movie, after the credits, there'll be a deleted scene, a little tribute, and a few surprises. At the moment, Avatar's in the lead, but man, all they'd need is another $45 million worldwide, and they're going to get it. In fact, this might give it a big boost here in the North American box office. So it'll be in theaters a week from tomorrow, which is June 28th. Some people think that this new footage is going to include tie-ins to Spider-Man Far From Home, which is coming out like a couple days later on June 2nd. Mm. July 2nd. So I don't know if they had this planned all along, but this is going to give them the boost that they need. They'll for sure in the next couple. People are freaks for that movie. Freaks.
It was good.
Are you going to go see this extra footage?
No.
Because I was thinking if I really cared... If I had watched all the movies and been up to date on them, then I would go and buy a ticket for the third hour and just go watch the third hour and sit through the credits. You wouldn't have to sit and watch the whole thing again.
But people like it, so they'll want to watch the whole thing again.
Oh, it's that good?
Well, they like it.
According to Box Office Mojo,
yeah,
Avengers is already past Avatar.
Well, it's past it here in the States.
Yeah. But oh, you're saying
I'm
worldwide.
Talking globally. Okay. It's right. About 40 million behind. But it's right there. I mean, it's not going to take much for them to pass it.
Do they think it's going to pass Star Wars: Force Awakens?
So what is the ranking?
So right now, at this
I think
current
it's too
moment,
far away in the North American
Star Wars,
box office.
Yeah, North America. Star Wars is 936 million. Avengers is 831 million. So 100 million behind.
Well, I mean, it's possible. Will 100 million bucks worth of tickets be sold based on these new scenes? It's possible.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they could take the whole crown just with this.
510 says, excuse me, releasing new footage is cheating.
Yeah, I think it is too.
I do
too. I thought the same thing.
But
the weird thing is people feel so invested in this product
yep.
that they will want it to be a winner and want to contribute to it.
Right.
As if they took part in making right. it number one. It's a win for them too, I guess.
I'm not a Star Wars fan. I'm a Marvel fan. Right, exactly. O.J. Simpson is on Twitter now.
How's that going? Do you like it?
I'm just going to read you this, and You tell me if he likes it or not.
Okay.
He asked for fantasy football advice. You know, as you know, many people consider him to be a double murderer and partner abuser. So at 71, he jumps onto Twitter and he writes, taking an early look at fantasy football, at Patrick Mahomes was my clear number one, but with at Cheetah status still up in the air, I'm debating at Baker Mayfield or at TG311 or something. What do you think? Am I missing someone? And then the internet decided that they would be hilarious. Danny wrote, Baker Mayfield might be risky, but it wouldn't be the first time you took a stab at Brown.
Oh.
Le'Veon Bell, sorry.
There you go.
This is from Lazy Lightning. Le'Veon Bell on our Jets is a slashing runner who can knife through the heart of any defense.
Oh, boy.
Dodge Ram owner says, thoughts on Tyreek Hill? I know he beat his woman and kid, but he caught a lot of touchdowns for a ton of yards, so he may have a little bit of that killer instinct you possessed.
Aye, aye, aye. Is OJ taking the bait, or?
I don't know if OJ's getting the jokes. Someone just did a
he
little.
He gets it.
I guess. Do you remember?
You know, real quick, this is in no defense of OJ, but after his career, he had a super, super successful television career.
And he was in all those Naked Gun movies.
He was doing really well for himself as a football commentator.
And had to go murder
and an actor.
That lady and her friend. Do you remember the show? I think it was an ABC show. Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I want to say Ty Pennington was like
the guy.
Yeah.
Was he the host?
He was the host.
Okay. So I used to watch that show pretty religiously. It was like a Sunday night show. I loved that show, and I felt for these families. Like, you ended up hearing horror stories. Like, people lost these homes because of tax burdens that were on them afterward. The fact they just didn't sort of understand what they were getting themselves into. But some of these families, I'm like, ABC is God. Like, what would have happened to these people if ABC hadn't stepped in to, you know, give them a roof to live under? They were very inspiring. You always wound up crying. I just love them. Great stories. It's coming back. It's going to be on HGTV. And it looks like Jesse Tyler Ferguson is going to be the host.
Who's that?
Who's he?
He's the redheaded gay dude on Modern Family.
Oh.
He's one of the partners.
He's funny, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know if he has any home building experience. I guess we'll find out. The series renovates home for families that fall on hard times, and it'll return with new episodes in 2020. Jesse Tyler Ferguson says, I was so inspired by the original series. Now I can't wait to help families as the new host of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Modern Family is going to air its 11th and final season next year, and then he's going to take this on. The home overhauls include interior, exterior, landscaping, all completed within 7 days while the family sent away on vacation. I think they were sending them to Disneyland for the week.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so they would get they'd get rounded up, thrown on a plane, and be gone, come back to a whole new house.
So do you guys know where Granite Bay is?
No, where's that?
It's like near Rocklin. You know that area?
Oh, towards Sacramento. Yeah, I have heard
of it. So I went to a church there one time called Bayside Church, and the preacher showed an episode of this TV show you're watching as part of his sermon.
Really?
He's like, I want to show you guys something.
Well, it's amazing. It really did feel like ABC was stepping in as a savior.
Why are you laughing? Isn't that
nice? Well, it's fine, but it's weird to like step off of the pulpit and show a TV show during a sermon. I guess I'm
probably moved by it.
Yeah,
to share that.
It's sad. I mean, it was very touching, very heartwarming, but I was just surprised. I was like, oh, we're about to watch TV. All right, here we go.
Sounds good. Well, you always fall asleep during TV, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got a little nap in at church. all right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A new way to stuff more people on an airplane.
Oh, wonderful.
You'll love it. And more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. We'll be peaking for the week in just a few minutes. Just after 9 o'clock, we'll be hearing from Hooman and Brynn. They are reviewing Toy Story 4. So stand by for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
I can't get that in my eyeballs fast enough.
I know.
Toy Story 4?
Yep.
It's going to be so good.
I've already watched. Is that your review?
No, I have a lot more to say at the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So good.
You used to watch 1, 2, and 3 recently?
I just re-watched 1, 2, and 3, so I'm ready for 4.
Mm. And it opens tomorrow?
It does, yeah.
They're all so good.
Just high quality. Pixar
Bring
is just amazing.
The Kleenex.
Oh, damn it! If I haven't had enough trouble with
you
that.
You're going
to be like... Oh, it's going to be good, Vinny.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll like it.
Damn it, Omarosa.
Oh, damn it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the June sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. NBA draft tonight at 4 o'clock. Women's soccer at noon today. Big game. Sweden versus the USA. Go USA.
Go USA. USA.
We've had some conversations recently about the e-cigs and the vape pens, and this makes the news because it was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine yesterday, the case of a young man named Austin. Austin had his face blown up.
Uh-oh.
17-year-old arrived at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City with his entire jaw was cracked and a chunk of the bone had been completely shattered.
Oh, my God.
Several teeth were missing and a hole in his chin.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show you a reworking of the skeletal damage.
Holy, mouth blown apart. Damn.
Apparently, Austin, at the young age of 17, had already gotten himself addicted to regular cigarettes. And so he'd asked his mom for a vape pen that was supposed to improve his life. His mother said that he had asked for it last year because he thought it could help him quit smoking.
Mm.
Burton said her son, then 17, assured her that he'd done all the research and vaping was safe. She got him the one he wanted. The device from a company called VGOD.
V-God.
Right. Here's a picture of one of their vape products. It's a big...
Holy crap! It's enormous!
It's pretty big.
Let me see, Vin.
It's
like
box.
A box.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I've seen those before.
Now, damn. They got a bunch of different ones, so I can't say that I know which one he was using. Mm-hmm. Like, here's some smaller ones that look more like ciggies.
They're still large. Or they seem like it. Maybe those are smaller.
Yeah, these pictures aren't scaled but with a hand or anything, so it's hard to tell. You know, be easier if you knew.
Right. But the mouthpiece, I assume, is a certain size. Those ones look smaller. But that other one, it looks like a printer cartridge.
Anyway, she took her young 17-year-old son's word for it and bought him the device he wanted from VGOD or VGOD or however that's said. But even after buying it, she said she couldn't shake the concern.
Hmm.
She'd heard about e-cigs exploding.
Oh,
and sure enough, this one did.
You know, we've heard about this, but those are usually modified. They say people
maybe are, this one was, and
maybe.
Mom didn't know.
Right.
You know.
I don't know.
I do know that we work on our parents like nobody can.
Yes. When you want something, you torture your parents
and
till
you sell
you
it
get
to
it.
Them. You sell it to them because you feel like you've, especially now, you know, you couldn't, this isn't one of those olden day conversations, but... When you wanted something, you couldn't just and get all the info in the world.
And studies and reviews and
right
price
there
comparisons.
At your laptop desk.
No.
So it was definitely a different sort of research level of research.
Of course, your parents couldn't research it either. So you could
That's
make
true.
Up anything you wanted about it. No, I was at the store and this is what they said.
At the library.
Yeah, at the library.
About a month after this young man started vaping instead of smoking cigarettes, mom had gotten home from work, was in her bedroom when they heard a loud pop. Her son burst into the room in a panic. He was screaming, it blew up. And that hole in his chin that you see on his skeletal
incredible.
Picture there, that's because his vape blew up. I could see blood in his mouth and a hole in his chin.
Oh.
And teeth were missing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a lot of reconstruction there.
The first hospital they went to wasn't even equipped to deal with the severe injuries, and they made him drive to Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God.
So I guess they offered the life light. I doubt it, though.
Well,
it'll cost you.
They probably did something to stabilize them. I mean, here's some gauze. Get back in the car and drive to Salt Lake
City. They filled
him
with gauze. You're right.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so scared for him. I was trying not to cry. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you're looking at your kid?
You know what's crazy is that, like, when your kid is suffering and in pain, and, like, one time Sean was strapped to a hardboard and his neck's all in place. Yeah.
Oh, were you in Tahoe?
We were. He crashed on a snowboard. And the whole way, I'm like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. I'm here. You know, I got you. Don't be scared. You know, we're not going to let anything happen. You know, just everything you can say to your kid. And we drive. And it's like, I don't know, a 40-minute ride to wherever we had Truckee to the hospital. As soon as they wheeled him out to go for x-rays, I fell apart. Like, you don't even realize how you're holding it together until the kid is gone. And I look over at my husband and I just fell apart. And I got it back together until he came back in. Then I was like all strong mom again, you know. But I can imagine her, you know.
Well, that's
your kid's bleeding from his face, and you're just like, you go into business mode. Like, we're
absolutely.
You also, I have to believe, start thinking, oh, that's permanent damage.
Oh yeah,
we're not in the.
You're assessing his future, you know, marriage potential.
How are we going to put lips back on this kid?
Oh,
blew his lips off. It's gnarly. That's just the recreation that they did for the bone structure.
They didn't show the actual picture.
They don't show the skin and the what had to happen to the outside to get the inside looking like that. Oh, that poor child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he did, but Jesus, VGOD, that sounds like this is bad news for them.
Yeah, bad press. National Restaurant News just published its annual report on restaurant sales in the U.S., and Chick-fil-A jumped from 7th to 3rd this place last year. McDonald's is still number one. Starbucks, 2. Chick-fil-A, Subway, Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's, and Panera Bread are your top 10
fast food joints.
McDonald's.
I don't even think of Starbucks as being a fast food
place. I was thinking the same thing, or as a restaurant.
Right.
But I guess it is.
But sure, we do get breakfast there.
Yeah.
People buy those little trays of, you know, assorted junk.
Yeah.
Well, you run through there sometimes starving, and you know you've got to get something before your appointment, and you just go, give me a lemon bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lemon bars. Mm.
I'll take a pumpkin bread.
They have a thing there at the holidays. It's got some kind of like peppermint frosting on it.
Is this a pumpkin spice latte?
No, I don't like pumpkin spice. It's some kind of, it's like a peppermint bar of some kind that I'm a freak.
You love
it? Oh, I try to avoid Starbucks at all times. Because I don't want to eat all their food. It's so good.
You like most food, though, so that must really cause you problems.
It's tough. And I'm already thinking about, like, oh, my sister's here. I guess I'm going to have to take her out to lunch.
Where are you guys going to go?
I don't know. Michael Sourdough?
Oh, there you go.
Ding, ding, shame.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I'll tell them where. Let's load up and go.
Yeah.
Strip malls must be full of conflict for you.
Oh, it's tough for me. It's very difficult.
Wendy's, McDonald's,
pizza.
You know, it's funny because I love food, and I know that about myself, and I actually try to eat out as little as possible. So I won't even look at, you walk by a Chinese place that smells so good, and there's a pizza place right next door. I'm like, I'm going to Michael's. Craft store.
Uh-huh.
Michael's craft store.
Right.
But right there, I've eaten at both those places. Like, oh, let's go get a piece of that.
How about a fast fact?
All right. Fast facts are good.
Fast facts.
I love those.
You okay, Bryn?
What's going on over there?
Sounded like I broke you there for a minute.
I think he must be doing something for Hooman's movie review.
No, I was looking up some stuff.
Don't say it like that.
I was trying to find the peppermint bar you're talking about in Starbucks.
For Hooman's movie review.
Well, it's the most important moment of this show all week long.
It's called the Peppermint Bliss Bar.
Bliss Bar. Haggis.
Oh, haggis.
Is
no
the
thanks.
National dish of Scotland. Oh, yeah. But it was actually invented in England. So they get the credit for chopping up a sheep's heart and lungs, mixing it with a bunch of other crap, jamming it all in stomach casing, and calling it haggis.
Calling it food.
Thanks, England.
It's not good.
That is not good.
Steven Spielberg.
What about him?
Turned down an offer to direct the first Harry Potter movie because he thought it wouldn't be challenging and that it should have been animated.
Oh.
They should do an animated version.
They absolutely should. I don't
like
know
if
why
they ever redo
so
it.
Right. Be great.
Animate it.
Yeah.
Summer's here. It starts tomorrow, everyone.
He did that Polar Express, didn't he? That thing sucks.
Oh, did
you didn't
he do
like
that?
You didn't
did
like Polar Spielberg? Express?
The story's fine.
I don't
I guess.
Think it was him. I think it was somebody else.
Oh.
It was the guy who did Forrest Gump, I think, did it. Let me see.
Oh boy.
Who did Forrest Gump?
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, is that who did?
Oh, we worked with him.
Yeah, we did. We were in one of his movies.
Yep.
Flight. Yep. We're in that movie.
Yeah.
Right there in the oval. Yeah. In fact, when we're on camera, microphone, there's a naked lady. So yeah. No one has ever noticed we're in that film.
Right.
Let's keep reminding everyone.
Well, that's why.
Oh, we will. No, don't worry. Do not worry about that.
Anyway, summer is here. It starts tomorrow. Here are some summer fails. The number one summer fail is staying inside and watching too much TV and missing out
on
the good weather and the fun that's happening outside your front door.
Just take your iPad and go sit out on the back porch.
The point is, go outside.
Yeah. Even if you're going to watch TV. I know. Got it. There's nothing like sunlight hitting you. It's just such a good feeling.
I will say sitting in your backyard is very, like, attractive. It's just so enticing. You just get
pleasant.
Back there and it's...
You're talking about her backyard specifically?
Oh, my backyard. My backyard is a good place to sit.
Yeah.
It's a good place. We've got some fish back there.
Put a lot of work into that.
Got some swings.
A ton of maintenance, too.
Yeah.
Is it a ton of maintenance?
It is.
Oh, isn't it?
I've sat in that backyard and watched her work before.
When?
When you're cleaning your fish filter.
Last time I was there, she was disgusting. Cleaning the fish
filter. You spent
stuff
like
too.
20 minutes cleaning. I'm just like, well, damn, dude, this is a lot. And that's just your fish filter.
Yeah.
Were you like, hello, I'm your guest. How about some iced tea
he's
over
hanging
here?
Out. Oh,
I need
God.
Some more
I
iced
can't
tea.
Even get rid of him. He comes over my house.
Give me
and
a refill again,
this
please.
This glass is empty.
Jingling the ice.
Not going to fill itself.
Brent's easy. You just get to talk. And plus, he likes the garden stuff. So we go over and have to look at the avocados and the tomatoes and. We eat some blueberries. Yeah, you do.
Fridge.
It's good. I know. I'm like, all right, my other kid's here.
What you got? What you got, sir? What you got?
Let's see. I'll make you one of those egg sandwiches. Those are good.
Summer fails include watching too much TV and missing out on the fun or staying inside all day. You know, that's come on.
Yeah.
It's summer. Get outside.
Well, sometimes it's too hot.
Drinking too much booze in the sun.
That is a problem. Day drinking is just not, that's not for
it's
me.
It's not your thing.
I don't like it.
It's not for you at all. You never did it?
I have done it, and I know I've done it enough to know that it just makes me tired.
Right.
And
you got to sleep it off.
Nah.
Get up late.
I wait till 5 o'clock. Usually.
Is that right?
Usually.
Staring at our phones.
Mm. Yeah, that's no good.
Not remembering to wear sunscreen. All summer fails.
There was a story about Jack White. I guess he doesn't have a phone at all, and he says he loves just like walking around in his life and seeing all the people on their phones. He makes everyone, you can't use your phone at his concert.
Mm-hmm.
And, or I guess for about a year he's been doing this. Like, you've got to put it away. And he's saying now people love it. Like, experience an hour of life. Just for 1 hour, just put that phone away.
Nah.
Don't use it.
I kind of think that I'd like to do that. Uh-huh. I honestly think I'd have some weird, I don't carry it all day every day, and I don't look at it all day every day. I don't even have enough people to talk to. But by the sixth hour, midday, I'd be thinking,
I wonder what's going on.
Something's got to be happening in my life.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you never get started, then you wouldn't worry about it. Like, I don't think he's ever been a smartphone guy. Maybe he has. I don't know. He's saying he doesn't have one, and he loves walking around looking at people, looking at their hands.
He must have people who run his schedule when he's on tour,
well,
so he doesn't have to know.
Star, right.
Where am I going? Just follow me, Jack.
I got gotcha.
You.
That sounds like my text, my custom ringtone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. Wow, Francis sounds way better than Courtney Love.
No, Courtney's great.
Ciao, radio friends. I'm watching you live from Italy.
Ciao.
Where it's currently way too hot to be out.
Oh.
Thanks for keeping me company
That's
during
a summer
siesta.
It's a summer fail.
Vinny, it was the California Suns. My oldest brother played 1 year for them. I looked it up. It's the California Suns. My next door neighbor
this
when I was
the
a little
USFL?
Boy. No, this was a different league. There have been a bunch of them.
Yeah.
This one was called the World Football League. They were called the Southern, no, just California Suns, and their logo was pink and orange.
Oh, how funny.
Which is so 70s. Look at the helmet. Can you
oh,
see that?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the NFL is a
He gave me a shirt. I remember it because I had a little t-shirt of their team. Okay,
it would be
thanks,
nice to
mister.
Have another league going, frankly.
Thank you for humming Other Than My Wife.
Sure.
Oh, no, thank you. Now I'm humming Other Than My Wife in my office kitchen. Oops.
You know, I hate that song, and yet it does get stuck in my head. And I'll, you know, how you're sort of unconsciously singing songs. And my sister-in-law's like, what are you singing? I'm like, never mind. Don't worry about it. Okay, of course.
Other than my wife.
I live in Fremont and can vouch for the large Indian population. My son's best friends are either Indian or Asian. He is such a minority at school that all his friends signed his yearbook either White Boy, Blanco, or Cracker.
Hilarious.
There's a lot of them here today. I think they just showed Johnny Mosley's stunt on Today Show for the 25th year anniversary in the plaza. Did you guys discuss that on his...
We didn't.
That he's celebrating an anniversary of some sorts?
Must have been his first appearance in the Olympics. Didn't we meet him after his second appearance?
No, you met him at the
No, we met him after the first, I thought.
Yeah, you did.
Did we?
He was just... He was a kid.
Right. 1998.
Oh, that would have been...
We were all kids.
First. Then I don't know what the, I don't know what the 25th anniversary is then.
I was, before I was on the show, I was listening to that episode.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why they're showing him.
Well, it's very
someone
neat.
Else.
Ask him.
I will.
What is
I don't think I'm talking to him until after the 4th of July, though.
Oh.
We cut a few last time.
He's not going to the party?
He can't. They're going out to some other thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Thanks for your texts. We'll be back right after these with the movies reviews.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.